In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Jimmy Burton, age 72, of Columbia, died Sunday at his residence after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Ruby Cook Burton, four daughters, including locally by Janet Bennett and her husband Gerald of Edmonton, Deborah Taylor and her husband Steve of Breeding, Anita Daniel and her husband Bobby of Columbia, two brothers, Edward Cotton Burton of Columbia, Coy Burton of Kimballsville, three sisters, including locally by Sophia Burton of Columbia and Reba Tankersley of Kimballsville, 10 grandchildren, four step-grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, special friend Glenn Burton. Funeral services for Jimmy Burton will be this morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Stotts Phelps McQuarrie Funeral Home in Columbia, with burial in the Redmond Cemetery. Mr. Edward W. Bud Nugent, age 75, of Raywick, died Saturday at his residence. He is survived by one daughter of Virginia, two sons, William Bill Nugent of Raywick, Charles Nugent of Edmonton, three sisters, Martha Nell Brady and Mary Nugent, both of Lebanon, Rose Sissel of Loretta, one brother, Ray Nugent of Loretta, one grandson, one great-grandson. Funeral mass for Edward W. Bud Nugent will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church at Raywick, with burial in the church cemetery, with military rites performed by the Marion County Veterans Honor Guard. The Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Ernestine Tina Callison of Florida, formerly of Kimballsville, died Thursday in Florida. She is survived by one brother and one sister of Florida. Graveside services for Ernestine Tina Callison will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Cane Valley Cemetery in Adair County. There will be no visitation. The Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Mabel Evelyn Granny Shuck, age 87, of Gravel Switch, died Sunday at her residence. She is survived by 12 children, Kenneth Shuck of Kimballsville, Dick Shuck of Gravel Switch, Jimmy, Joe, and Gary Shuck of Lebanon, Betty Price of Liberty, Patsy Smothers and Wanda Brown, both of Lebanon, Jeanette Slinker of Edmonton, Glenda Cowan, Khaki Ross, and Connie Smock of Gravel Switch. 48 grandchildren, 78 great-grandchildren, 25 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mabel Evelyn Granny Shuck will be Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home, with burial in the Hayesville Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home. Mrs. Roxy Nell Jeffries Thompson, age 71, of the Newt community of Greene County, died Sunday at her residence. She is survived by one daughter and son-in-law, Judy and Donnie Coomer of Greensburg, one son and daughter-in-law, Lester and Marcia Thompson of Greensburg, two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, two sisters, Cleo Pierce and Dorothy Pierce and her husband of Greensburg, one brother, Mitchell Jeffries, and his wife, Alice of Greensburg. Funeral services for Roxy Nell Jeffries Thompson will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Wharf Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mr. Billy Benham, age 55, of Kimballsville, died Sunday after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Donna Benham, one daughter, Billy Joe Perkins of Kimballsville, three sons of New Mexico, Garfield and Chris Benham of Kimballsville, three sisters of Springfield and Willisburg, 13 grandchildren. Funeral services for Billy Benham will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Mount Zion Cemetery in Springfield. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Wednesday at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, the family requests the donations be made to the Family Funeral Fund. Mr. Leonard Milby, age 81, of Greensburg, died Monday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Leomi Judd Milby, one daughter, Pam Milby Lobb of Greensburg, one son of Irvine, two grandchildren, two sisters, Louise Dobson and Patsy Moran, both of Somersville, five brothers, Harold Milby of Lebanon, Edward Toad Milby of Gabe, William Lee Milby of Greensburg, Ari Milby of Hodgenville, Donald Milby of Kimballsville. Funeral arrangements for Leonard Milby are incomplete and will be announced later by the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.